Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm Kevin Dunn. This week, I'm going to be looking into fear-mongering in health and fitness, as well as one of the outcomes of this kind of message, the nocebo effect. When it comes to marketing, we all know that sex sells. This is pretty simple because continuation of the human species is the most powerful driver there is. But by the same token, species continuation also depends on survival. The fight or flight response, driven by fear, is one way we can survive by avoiding or escaping harmful situations. So we can therefore also say fear sells. And boy oh boy, do health and wellness companies take advantage of fear to sell their products. You'll all have seen advertising where some kind of issue that could cause injury or shorten longevity is brought up, along with the unique product they have to help you avoid this dreadful problem that you didn't even know you had. Some examples of fear selling could be a car company with a recent 5-star safety rating making an advertisement where a lesser car crashes into a wall, hurtling the crash test dummy passengers through the windshield and off said wall. Of course, the solution is you need this 5-star safety rated car to protect you and your family. Or maybe a fire extinguisher company who has a video of a house going up in flames seconds after a French fry maker catches a spark. This idea isn't anything new. I was looking at an advertisement for Quaker Oats from 1899, where the whole advertisement focused on their claims that meat is bad for you, and of course the solution was to eat more oats. This past week, I've been seeing a lot of posts about removing toxins from your home. I'm not against this idea in theory. This recent antitoxin or perceived toxin craze is part of the whole primal living thing. Again, something I'm not against in theory. A few claims that I thought were particularly interesting were that tap water is harmful because it's full of pesticides from runoff, that all conventional non-organic laundry products are toxic and causing health issues, Tupperware containers, plastic containers, and styrofoam are leaking phytoestrogens into your food, making you infertile. Ditto with all conventional cleaning products, makeups and cosmetics, deodorants and perfumes, scented candles, air fresheners, nonstick cookware, and the list of foods that will kill you and make you unable to reproduce ranges from ketchup to cereals and bottled water to salad dressing. Some pretty intense claims, but let's look at some cast iron facts here. These claims mostly center around a chemical called glyphosate, which was in a product called Roundup. It's a herbicide and is, in fact, the most widely used herbicide in the United States. And it's on pretty much everything agricultural. The worst offenders with the highest residual glyphosate numbers are corn, soy, and oat products. Glyphosate has been shown in studies to negatively affect the human nervous system. It's also been positively correlated with autism spectrum outcomes, having passed in vitro to babies in the developmental stage. And in 2015, the International Center for Research on Cancer declared it a possible carcinogen. Curiously enough, and not showing any massive biases whatsoever, the National Pesticide Center says the opposite, that studies show glyphosate is not toxic to humans, and nor does it pass to unborn babies, either in vitro or reproductively. So, let's just say we believe it is toxic. There can't be any harm in removing a pesticide from our diet or our environment. So how do we do it? Well, the bad news is that glyphosate cannot be removed from food by either washing nor cooking. So a bit of a red flag there. But what can we do? If we can't remove it from our food by washing or cooking, then surely you just remove it from your diet and stop eating it in the first place. The issue is that the USDA and the FDA don't require glyphosate levels to be labeled on foods. In 2020, California did try to pass a bill stating that this type of labeling would happen, but it was blocked by a federal judge. Basically, the best hope that we have is to eat organic food and meat, because, of course, pesticides and herbicides are banned from being used on organically raised crops and animals. But due to factors in the environment, such as rainwater contamination and winds blowing contaminated soil from one field to another, even organic food contains some levels of glyphosate, although greatly reduced.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So those are the facts on glyphosate. But the physiological outcomes of this are just one component. We have to zoom out to a macro view. And that is that there are psychological factors at play here also. Apart from the fact that wellness influencers want to sell you their ebook about how to detox your home, or their juice cleanse to reset your body, we have to look at the anxiety which is caused by making people live in almost perpetual fear of their surroundings. A quick look at some of these videos people are making, and you'll see darting eyes and a total neurosis that literally everything surrounding them is a toxin. That the government, big pharma, and big agriculture are in cahoots to poison us all is some part of an overarching plot, probably something to do with reptilian shapeshifters, the British royal family, and the Freemasons. In case you missed it, yes, that was all sarcasm. Are there environmental factors that may be toxic to us? Yes. Are we currently consuming levels of them that are causing a toxic overload? Pass. I don't know. But are the side effects of being so stressed out about toxins and poisons everywhere worse for you? Most probably. It's got to suck to not be able to go to the movie theater with your friends because of all the Wi-Fi signals and the chemicals in the popcorn. Not to be able to go out to eat because the restaurant cooks using non-stick pans and their kimchi isn't organic. You can't go to the water park with your children because chlorine is poisonous, or go to Disney because, well, the Disney thing's a whole new level of I'm not even going there. Just relax and enjoy your life because you only get one. You want to prolong it. I do too. But having chronically high stress, living in total fear, and having no social life is much, much worse for you than a non-grass-fed steak once in a while. This situation where we're having a negative outcome from something that should be a positive, looking after our health, is called the nocebo effect. I'd wager that everyone's heard of the placebo effect. Basically, something which has no therapeutic value, like sugar pills or saline injections, but which do alter a patient's perceived outcome for the better. This altered perception resulting in improved outcomes, and sometimes even placebo outperforms other interventions. However, there's an opposite effect, this nocebo effect, where the perception of the efficacy of non-therapeutic interventions can negatively influence the situation. Common nocebo effects I see in fitness would be things like you forget your knee sleeves when you go to the gym and then believe you can't squat today. This is in spite of the fact that most of the knee sleeves people are wearing are about 5 millimeters thick and aren't doing anything for you besides keeping your knees warm. Beneficial squat outcomes from these are placebo, and forgetting them one day and not squatting is nocebo. Other nocebo effects would be using the totally arbitrary algorithm-based feedback on a fitness tracker to say, I can't train today because my wearable device says I'm too tired, totally ignoring how you actually feel, or the fact that it's still possible to train without redlining yourself. You can always go for a nice outdoors walk, an easy swim, or have a mobility session. These things are all beneficial, even when you're tired. But oftentimes I see people allowing wearable devices to nocebo them into not doing anything, which is definitely a less healthy outcome. The idea that we are constantly being bombarded with toxins is another potential nocebo. As noted earlier, there are many positives just going out and having a meal with friends or family, and they outweigh the fact that your broccoli might not be organic. Don't let fear-mongering nocebo all the joy out of your life. If you have a training question, looking for individual program design, or just want to say hi to me, head over to the Get Fit Guy Facebook page or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.